Accession number 19129, reel 15.
But when did you meet the American? Because you met the American, he said, that President Roosevelt. And mm-hmm. What was that? When did you meet the American? The bloke who came over the hill or something. What was that? Then he said, President Roosevelt stuff.
Oh, that was when we first got out of the truck. Went down the bank towards this river. The bridge. And we were just walking, you know.
But that was your own truck, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You had your own truck or something.
Oh, we knew a bloke in the village had it. He didn't come down, he was a German.
Was that after you'd been in the woods for 2 weeks, like?
Eh?
Was that when you'd been in the woods for a bit, when you came out?
No, we'd been back a few days from the woods. But, just walking down and, this voice, halt, you know. Bloody Yanks, you know, camouflaged up and in the trees. He says, Mariah, English, POWs. He said, you hear about President Eisenhower? What's his name now?
Roosevelt.
He just died about that time. I think he died on the 1st of May, wasn't it? Yeah,
no,
first.
I was out
first.
Died before the war ended.
This is why it was just a few days after he died. But we knew about it. Let's just get the wireless on in the house where we were. Let's get the BBC on. We knew exactly what was going on.
Did you know when did you hear about Hitler getting dying and getting killed?
Oh, we didn't hear about that. Not till there. I think it'd be in Halle then.
So when did you first get processed by the British then? It wouldn't have been the Americans, would it?
No.
So the Americans, I mean, they flew you from where to where? They flew you to Brussels, where from? Where did they fly from?
I think it was Bitterfeld. Then he went to Brussels.
I thought you were at Halle though, weren't you?
Hmm?
I thought you were at Halle.
Mm-hmm.
Was the airfield not there then?
The airfield was there. But they weren't using it. I think it was Bitterfeld.
And so how did you get from Halle to Bitterfeld?
Well, the trucks. They took us in trucks.
Then you put...
We were going into quarters, that's right. And then to Brussels.
What can you remember about that, you know, the quarters? What can you remember about the quarters?
Yeah, I remember lying on the bottom spoon with the river.
Why?
I was assy. Why, because they had to queue up to go in and land.
What did Halle, they were in a landing pan? You were circling around waiting to land?
Yeah, the fuckers were like, I'd say, they were going around. One would go down, then go around and round, and another one would go down. I was sitting on the bloody plane like this, and I was looking out, you had a sick bag. I was lying on the bloody bottom at the finish.
How many were on that? That'd have been about
sick as a dog. Oh, it must have been
30.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did they give you anything to eat when you got on that, did they?
No, I can't.
They just piled you on and piled you off again.
Yeah.
Is that where you were looking at the German planes?
At Halle? Oh, aye.
But that's not where you flew out of?
No. I was ringing right round the bloody airfield. It was all this, every type of bloody plane you could mention.
Were they all wrecked?
Yeah.
Were they all wrecked?
No. We used to get in the buggers. Some of the boys, nothing wrong with them. Just being left.
They were all German stuff.
Oh, it was bloody fighters, bombers, and bloody lot. It was all sorts. Junkers, idiots.
Where did you get the ashtray and the thermometer from? Where were they?
From Halle.
What did?
I won the rooms. It was like a officer's mess block, you know. I just saw them on the table, and I just picked the bubbles and put them in the pot.
So when the Americans they took you to Halle,
yeah,
to like sort you out, and then they took you to the other place.
We're in Halle, brother. We're in Halle, brother. Week.
Where did you stay there? Where did you?
We're in the bloody barrack blocks.
Ex-German, but
on the airfield. We're staying on the bloody airfield.
And how many people were there?
There's bloody thousands.
And they were like, were they just British or were they Americans?
It was all British soldiers.
And how did they process you? How did they?
The only soldiers are all out.
What, in the nationalities and regiments?
Yeah.
So that Taffy bloke, he was on the Dakota with you, or did you lose touch of them after, before that?
Oh, I'd be on with him. Well, yeah, I must have been. Because we went out on the night. I'd lose touch of them when we got to England.
Did they let you out on the night at Halle then? Could you get out and have a drink and that?
Oh, you could go out, but you couldn't get into the bloody town. You see, Halle is like Durham. There's a river. And it runs round it, you see. There was a main bridge over it. When it blew it, the jerrys, the Yanks put a big pontoon over. And that's how they were getting the stuff.
Was the town still?
But once you got into the town and you wanted to be back to the airfield, they hadn't let you over it.
Mm.
But the buggers wouldn't let you come from the airfield to go into the town.
So did you get into the town?
Well, we used to go down the river. Got to know an old Jerry. He had a bloody rowboat. So we used to give him a pack of fags or couple of bars of chocolate or something, whatever. We got off the Yanks, chewing gum, any bloody thing, you know. We used to take us over. We used to scuttle the way the hell out of it. But once you were in, you could get out. You could, the Yankees had to let you out. And that was it. We used to do the bugger every night. Well, probably every night.
Was there stuff to get them? Was the beer and food and
all that? Well, such as a bugger was, it was, there was no alcoholic beer in Germany, you know. You used to get bottles of beer at the canteen where we used to work at the brickyard, but it was non-alcoholic.
Why was that?
Oh, they didn't brew it.
Why?
I don't know.
So how did you eat when you were at Halle? Did the cookouts go on?
No, we used to get the same as the bloody Yankees. You used to get your ration on the morning, you used to get your chewing gum, your cigarettes, your chocolate.
And so they were in charge of you?
Oh,
for about a week.
The Yankees. I forget now what bloody army it was. There was a bloody big board outside.
Welcoming you and saying it was courtesy of the
division or something. Stand on nothing this side of hell can stop the American Third Army or whatever it was. I think it was the First Army or something, I don't know, I forget it.
And so when did you first meet the British then? Until you got to Brussels?
Aye.
They processed you then. And they'd have like a team of blokes with you then.
Oh, aye. We got a lot. Haircuts. Bad. Pretty good fade. You know. Shirts, everything. You all laid on.
So you lost touch with him at Brussels then? Were you getting on a different plane or something? manipulated.
Probably, yeah.
There might be some photos of the, you know, I'd have to research them, like.
Well.
Well, you know, the town and that at the time.
Hello.
The airfield, like somebody.
Oh, aye.
You know, just like with the wrecked planes and that. So, what was the other place like? What was Bitterfeld like? What was that?
I can't remember much about that town.
What,
I think it was just a bloody jumping up, bloody aerodrome, that. You know.
Was it nearby, though? It wasn't very far away.
It wasn't very far away. Certainly was Bitterfeld.
So when you met the Americans, did they like say, like, you've got to go here, you've got to go to hell, or did they take you there?
They took us there in a bloody jeep. It was me and Tuffy.
What, just you two?
I think it was only two of us in the bloody jeep, I think. We were a jeep, weren't we?
Do you remember anything about the driver?
No.
Well, you were in a truck with a black bloke, the black American. What was that? You were in the black American there.
Oh, with the whiskey.
What was that?
that was when we were dead.
He offered you the drink, he offered you...
No, we got a lift, we come back from the town, we used to come along the bloody road.
What, from Haller?
We'd been in the town where we'd get out and come over the bloody bridge, and we'd go along the road, and he pulled up and got in. He had this bloody schnapps bottle and he was driving away. Hey, have a drink. Whether the book was homemade or what, but there's a lot of bookers got he got blinded with that bloody stuff. They were making the booger out of
good alcohol, eh?
Pure alcohol. Mixing the booger up, drinking it. So you had to be careful what you were drinking.
Do you remember any more people on here?
Samster.
What's the bigger one?
Samster.
Second from the second left of the back. Who was he then?
I think that boy was a sergeant. He pulled his tapes off. Of his battle dress, so as he could get out on the bloody working party. You see, if you were sergeant and above, you couldn't get out on working parties.
Can you remember where they were from, if you can't remember the names? It's gone through.
No.
Who was the bloke you ran off with?
Tuffy.
And second from the...
Ben Lewis.
Second from the right and second from the
left.
Have you not seen him since?
We've seen him in the brothers.
When did you lose to... I mean, when did you last see him? When you got off the plane?
No, we got to... we're together in Halle.
Is you going to Dakota? You're going to Dakota?
And I was with him. I was with him in Brussels on the night.
And you met some bloke who just buggered off on the tram. Who was that?
No, he buggered off.
Who was that?
I forget his name now.
You just met him on the day.
He said, "Oh, what the hell is this bloody tram coming up?" He turned around, jumped on the bugger.
Why didn't he want to come back home?
He didn't. He wanted to stop in Brussels. In Brussels. I was with Benny. I was with him in Brussels on the Friday night because we got bloody drunk. I'd lose them when we got to England.
Were you on the plane with them coming back?
I can't remember, Tom. We were on the bloody... there wasn't many of us on the bugger. It was a bloody bomber. Mm. Who was sitting in there.
But how did they organise it? How did you know what to do? To get on it, where to go on that?
You kept you in bunches, you know.
But if you...
So many.
But you got the Dakota. You got off the Dakota in Brussels. And then what happened? What happened then?
When he took us to this... had these trucks and that. Took us to the... it was like a club, like a Montgomery Club or the Union Jack Club or something. Mm. You know, you'd go and stay there.
And you could get a washing.
You'd get a room and everything. If you're off late on leave out the front, you know, I used to go there. And we went there and we got bathed, haircut, new uniform, boots, socks, shirt, the bloody lot. And had a meal, a couple of meals. And then we got a 10 shilling note and so many francs. He paid us out. And then we were free.
And they told you to report the next morning or something.
We had to go back there for go to bed. Mm. We had a room with a bed. Mm. Like a bloody dormitory. So we went out where we were getting plied with bloody beer and all sorts all over. We finished up bloody drunk and tapping. Next morning they had us on parade.
With the sergeant and everything. With the sergeant ordering it, didn't
I had all the bloody NCOs and officers and that was there, organising everything. Then they took us to this bloody airfield. And we got on there. We got on the bomber.
How many people were at the airfield?
Those bloody hundreds.
What, just milling around?
You keep loading them on, onto these bombers and that.
And were they taken off like in a steady stream?
Bombers coming back in. I don't know. The next thing we knew, we're in. This bloke was up the ladder, he was looking out the turret in the middle. He's telling us where we're going. We just went over the coast of France, you know, and then going over the coast of England and all this. And we just landed on this airfield. Put us in these woods and that. And we were there. We landed about tea time, I reckon it would be.
What day was that then?
Huh?
What day would that be?
It was Sunday. 13th of May. We were away the next morning. Trains. Took to the station, I don't know where the hell it was. And it was like a special train, it was all full of bloody POWs. It was coming up through the Midlands.
And were they all mixed up from everywhere, all different units?
We kept getting off, you know. Made up to Darlton. Down where I got off.
Mm. And it would have kept on going to Scotland?
You'd probably go on to bloody Scotland. I got off at Downton, I went down into the... where the bus station used to be. I got the train bus. Back home. We were on the bugger all day on the train. About 9 a.m. We stopped at this. WVS paper was there. We got a little bag with a toothbrush and a pack of chocolate and a pack of cigarettes and things like that. I had 50 dozen of them when I got home.
Well, they sent a telegram to your mother and father then?
Well, they did.
Aye, to tell you what was going on.
Aye, they did. They asked our names and addresses, and they sent telegrams there.
Where did they do that when you got to Brussels? From Brussels?
No, from England, I think. No, I from England. When I got home, it was all the bloody Union Jacks and all that. That was welcome home. My mother come running down the street. She saw us coming up, you know that kitchen window in the old house.
Can't even look anymore.
Well, you could look out and you could see down the street, down to the Corrie Inn, the police station. She was standing looking out there, she saw us coming, she come running out. She ran halfway down Bloody School Square.
But he wouldn't have seen you for 4 years, would he? He wouldn't have seen you for 3 years.
No.
You spoke to the pilot, though, when you got on the plane, didn't you?
Oh, I wouldn't be crap with him. This bugger was up high, he was telling us where we won, you know. He's there, one of the crew. You can see how I was sitting next to the bloody, it was like a ventilator, you know. It was blowing bloody hot air in, or cold air in, or something. It was blowing under me.
And how many were on the plane, do you reckon?
Well, there wasn't many, Tom. Not where I was. I was right in the middle of the bugger. Where he went up these steps, and there must have been the turret on the top.
Was it moving around, mate?
Aye, he moved the bugger around.
But you said you spoke to the pilot. He said he didn't like taking off. What was it? He said he didn't like taking off with
full load on. Aye.
What did he say?
Yeah?
What did he say?
Oh, I forget now. He says, no, what the hell was it? He didn't like landing with a bloody full load on. That was it. Which is a bit dodgy. I'm a bit worried about landing with a full load, you know. It must have been, there's a chance of being about 20 of us on the boat away.
That was a Lancaster, do you think?
I don't think it was. It had
a bump at the back.
A bump on the bottom. Liberator.
No, it wasn't a Liberator.
Wasn't it?
No. It leaned backwards, the tail was down at the back, yeah?
Oh, I can't remember.
I mean, did it have was it level on the ground? Or was it like, tail? Did it have a tail? Or was it like that?
It had a bump on the bottom underneath.
Aye.
Like a pod.
Aye. That means it's probably a Lancaster or a Halifax. Because they both. The bump is the radar.
Aye.
That's like a radar bump at the back. That's the radar thing.
I think it'd be a Halifax. I remember that, seeing the bloody, like a big pod on the bottom.
What was the time when you came back from the army and the bloke in the Corrie Inn spotted you? When was that? What time was that?
Oh, that was when I came back off the first night I was home from Germany.
Oh, so you went home first?
Aye.
And then you came out and he saw you?
Then I was out. And I was down the club and we went to Paddy.
What, the bottom club?
Without 10 o'clock. I came up and I was standing in the marketplace. And Joe was closed Monday. It was a nice night, you know, nice night. And Joe used to stand upstairs, used to open the window, and he used to lie on the window like out above the front door there. And I saw Joe and Beatty, his wife. And I was standing talking to Peter Baldessari. Somebody, there was three or four of us standing talking. And I hear this voice. Is that Tommy Tony? I looked down at Mr. Joe. He says, hi. And poking me straight downstairs. Shaking hands and he said, oh, he said, I was coming away. He's going to have a drink with me. It's an A-Bear of the pool, but we always had the bugger upstairs. You bugger, I was up there at about 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, you know, the PlayStation. I was going up the bloody PlayStation wall like it. Well, I never had a bloody drink and pay for bloody years. I was just about on my knees. How the hell I got into bloody bed, I don't know.
What do you pay for? I mean, he either wouldn't have seen anybody for 5 years, I should have thought, he, I mean, what do you...
No, why not? I went away.
When you came back, I mean, what did...
I went away in 42. We went abroad in 40... We went abroad in, about Christmas, 42. That's when we went abroad. I'd never been back. It's the first time back in 45, May.
What did Thornley look like then when you came back? Did it look really small? Compared to where you'd been and everything was. Because it had just been the same, it had just been exactly the same.
The place I was in Germany, it's just like Sedgefield. Like Sedgefield was before they started building all them houses there, you know. It was just like a little country, little village, and nice, lovely.
But Thornley would have just been exactly the same when you left, wouldn't it? Thornley wouldn't have changed at all.
I know, just the same, all the bloody high street, and Pitt Street, Dyke Street, all them streets down the bloody bottom end, they were all still there. Yeah.
So it didn't take any getting used to coming back?
No. Within a week, we were back in the old routine. I mean, you was some heat on the moon. No gun. It's a run down Middlesbrough. You put the bus in the way. Sun and stuff. Down. Durham. Newcastle. Gets it any bloody well. Not every day, you know, maybe every 2 or 3 days we'd bugger up.
Were there many people in your class that got killed then, or in your class at school? When did everybody get through it?
No, there's a few that went down. Martin Grady. Kevin Bollier, he was a tail gunner. I worked with Kevin on the bloody aerodrome at Middleton.
What, did he join the RAF?
He got called up in the RAF, or he joined, I don't know, I think he joined. He was only a little small lad. I was a tail gunner. He went. Oh, there's quite a few. Tommy Lee, Parker, he was a pilot. They all on the names are on the Senate. Charlie, Charlie Lowe's, I think. All welfare lads. Quite the majority of them. Oh, there's quite a few went down. Josie Bona, he was the captain of the ship. Josie, he was kind of a bit older than us, like. Fred Pugh. He went down that. Very young boy, going to Scarborough Floor.
Oh, the Royal Oak?
He was on that.
But he must have been a regular then. He must have been a regular.
No, they all, there's a lot of them. So whenever the war broke out, they all joined them. They went into the Navy. Say they got the pick. If you waited, you were called, or you could finish up anywhere. But if you joined up straight away, you got your pick of the regiments or whatever. That's what Kirky did. He joined up the, he was never made the infantryman, Chuck.
No, he was too fat.
No, he was just, he wasn't cut out for that sort of thing. You know, he's so he joined the RSC as a driver, which he was a driver. And he drove all the time.
Well, you could have joined the pioneers, couldn't you? Like the engineers or something. You could have joined the engineers or somebody like that.
Oh, aye. You know, aye, I couldn't get into the engineers, but the only infantrymen then, laying mines and taking them up. Yeah.
So what about your brothers, Leo and you, were there, did they get on before you, or were they demobbed after you?
Oh, Yogurt came after, he came home after me. Well, Leo did as well. Well, yeah, I came out early, man, Class B. I came out early. She was out in Nairobi, I think, at the end of the war.